So I woke up this morning and checked GWA and realized that questionnaires are a thing. And I figure that's a really good way to get started on something I've never done before. And I thought how much more interesting it would be to answer this if I've got my Hitachi going at the same time. So here we go. I'm sure you can hear that. And it's just going to be going the whole time. Okay. My first gaming system was the original Nintendo. And I played Super Mario Brothers. I don't know if I played Super Mario Brothers or Duck Hunt first, because it was one of those two in one cartridges, but I remember both. I prefer girl characters. I played Soul Calibur for a while. I got so annoyed because there were only like two or three when there's a bazillion dudes, and it's just, come on, I want to play a lady. When making a character, do I ever add detail into looks? Not really. I think what I spend the most time on is actually like creating makeup because I play girl characters and makeup is super fun. What gaming systems do I own now and which is my favorite? I actually have not joined the crowd in terms of the most recent stuff. I don't play Xbox or like PS4 or whatever. I have a original PlayStation and a Nintendo 64. But my favorite console is actually my PC because I multitask a lot, so Alt Tab is my favorite thing. Skip the next one because it's about even. Which video character do I see myself as? This is not scripted at all, so I just read through the questionnaire and thought, cool, let's go. I don't really see myself as a video game character. If I could have only one console for the rest of my life, which would I choose? I would pick my PC, hands down. I actually almost never play anything on consoles ever. My favorite hero or villain, and most hated. Yeah, I don't think I know that one either. Is sex or nudity in video games a yay or a nay? Yay. If it's done right, I really, yeah, I like it. My favorite video game genre, I love real-time strategy, and I really like MOBA as well. I'm at the online battle arena. Would I let someone go down on me while gaming? I actually would love that. I've never had the pleasure. But maybe sometime. My guilty pleasure game? Apparently League of Legends is a guilty pleasure game now. I don't know. But that one is one of my favorites and I play it all the time. Have I ever fantasized about a game character? Not really, but I've always enjoyed listening to and watching Ezio from the Assassin's Creed series because holy crap. What was the moment I knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? The first time I ever played a PC game, it was original StarCraft, and just going through that campaign, I don't know, it almost felt like a physical change of, yep, I'm going to be doing this forever. And I have, I still play StarCraft actually, and this is over 10 years ago. Do I believe that video games corrupt youths and their minds? I think that, like anything in a culture, there's an effect. I think the argument that violent video games cause violence and therefore video games should be banned is just ridiculous. But they do. There's desensitization when in a lot of those things. Wow, usually I'm more articulate than this. Oh, I wonder if there's a reason I'm not. Would you game under the influence? Under alcohol, I totally would, and I'm pretty sure I have. I can't think of a specific instance, but I've discovered that pot is a really, really bad thing for me to use alone because I get stupidly horny, and it's more fun to take that out on a person. The sexiest game character. I think that would have to go back to Ezio from Assassin's Creed. How long have I been playing video games? I mean, I started when I was a kid, and I'm 28 now. So, two-thirds of my life, maybe? I'd have to. Yeah, I've been playing for a long time. My longest gaming session. I don't know if I ever went over 24 hours straight, but I know I've done 15-ish. You know, when you get in those sprees, you don't really pay that much attention. Would I ever have my partner dress up as a game character for sex tea time? That's not really something that's ever crossed my mind, but I wouldn't object if, you know, he showed up in the Assassin's Creed outfit one day. Oh. What game have I clocked the most hours into? Over a lifetime, probably StarCraft, just because there's so many years. And this is the StarCraft Brood War. But, you know, over the last year, it's absolutely been League of Legends. I've played so much of that game. Which arcade machine did I drop the most money into? Honestly, I don't know. Probably Pac-Man. Would I play Minecraft every day or no way? Minecraft is, I have kind of a weird block with it that, you know, when if I love mining, it's so much fun. But when it comes to actually, creating things and building things, I have a hard time unless I've got a specific goal in mind and I know exactly how I'm going to tackle it. But with if I had an exact goal, knowing exactly what I'm doing, which has happened, I have and I have played every day for an extended period of time. Oh, do I follow walkthroughs or do I play through on my own? It depends. I usually try, okay, by usually I mean almost always try to play through on my own first. I only use walkthroughs if I'm hopelessly stuck, which I have to admit happened with Portal 2 a couple of times, but I've played through that game so many times now, it's I don't need the walkthrough anymore because I know the game better and I know the levels and the puzzles. What is the most important trait of a game? I love the story. I can play just about anything if it's got a good story. What is the scariest or creepiest gaming moment? Or creepiest? I don't. Okay, honestly, it's probably when I first started playing Minecraft. It scared me half to death to have a zombie creep up on me in the middle of the night. But the things that made me jump the most are when the creepers exploded and I had no idea they were nearby. I'd literally be jumping out of my seat because I had no idea, and suddenly there's a giant explosion in my ears. I've not been to a gaming convention, and it's so sad because I would love to go, but I just haven't had an opportunity yet. Do I prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? I think keyboard and mouse. I've never used a controller hooked up to my computer before, but I think the last time I tried a controller is I was trying Borderlands 2 on a friend's. I think it was an Xbox. I don't know these things. And I could barely function because I didn't know how to use that controller. It felt like a giant brick in my hands, and I didn't know what to do with it. Would I ever wear or let my SO wear my headset and let other players hear the moans? Well, I think what's happening now answers that question. Even if I haven't played them all, I've seen them in Tomb Raider. Which iteration of Lara Croft was my favorite? I've not. Oh, God. I've not really played Tomb Raider once, but I remember playing. I think it was on PC. It's been so long, I don't remember. Playing when she was in a jungle. And I remember being so frustrated because she kept getting stuck in this underwater maze and drowning, and I couldn't figure out how to proceed. And so this was the days before I really knew about internet tutorials and help, so I ended up just, rage quitting the game. I could live in any video game universe, which would I choose? Oh, honestly, I think I like the real life universe a little bit better. Just, I mean, I don't. Oh God. question again? Which video game world? Oh God. I think not real life, actually. I think I like the one from an old obscure game that most people don't know called Freelancer. It's like a space sim. There's an economy, and you can have any number of ships, and there's bounties that you can chase, and criminal factions, and aliens, and it's like ridiculously fun, universe. Pretty sure that's all the questions. I may have missed one. I might have been a little distracted, but hello, GWA. This is my first post.